here, babe. Hey. Come here. Hey.
Karen Ellion is hand-feeding graham crackers to a pair of floppy-eared rabbits she managed to pen in her backyard. Although born in the wild, these rabbits are clearly far from feral. They're gentle and friendly, slow and docile.
Hard to tell what the gender is, but they reproduce real fast.
Duluth's Park Point is a five-mile-long spit of sand, actually a barrier island at the far western end of Lake Superior. It's essentially a single street flanked by a row of houses on each side. Like little stuffed lawn ornaments, motionless white and black rabbits can be spotted in the shade of a tree or peeking out from under a deck. Cute as they are, the rabbits have set neighbor against neighbor. Many, like Ellion, feed the rabbits. She doesn't want to see the animals starve and hopes food might draw the rabbits away from gardens and shrubs. But some have gone to the other extreme.
We had a neighbor who took a gun out in the middle of the day from his car and shot one. That's sort of against the law.
But she understands her neighbor's rabbit rage. The army of adorable bunnies is defoliating the area. Veterinarian Mary Wichter has fielded dozens of rabbit complaints that have come into the city's animal shelter.
I've seen people's flowering plants eaten. They've had shrubbery that's going around the base of their decks that's been eaten. There was at least one person down there who had had some of the wood on her deck chewed away so the rabbit could get under there in order to have its babies.
There's no official count, but many think the two original bunnies now number in the hundreds.
I know we went to one house, and sitting there for maybe a half an hour is very easy to see 30 rabbits at one house. And there's probably half a dozen houses down there who do that. And that's just the ones we could see at one time.
Clearly, the rabbits are out of control, but no one's come up with a politically correct way to get rid of them. A volunteer trapping plan snared just three. You can't hunt the rabbits in a residential neighborhood. Poisons would be dangerous for kids and pets. For decades, Australia has thinned its feral rabbits with introduced diseases like myxomatosis and calcivirus. Dr. Wichter cautions if you do nothing, the densely populated Park Point rabbits may get struck by disease anyway.
That's not only a problem for the rabbit, but it's kind of a public health problem to have dying rabbits down there. It's not going to be a very pleasant sight to see a bunch of dying rabbits down on Canal Park.
It's illegal to turn domestic rabbits loose. According to Rich Staffen, the regional wildlife officer with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, but it's not uncommon. Any humane society can tell you about tame rabbits turning up loose, especially in the months after Easter. But they almost never survive to reproduce.
Normally with these domestic rabbits, they don't have, they pretty well lost their ability to cope with predators and so forth, so they're usually pretty vulnerable. But I think the situation there on Park Point is it's developed enough that there aren't very many predators around, so they've escaped so far. And of course, they reproduce at a rapid rate.
Outside the city, the rabbits would be doomed. Northeast Minnesota is home to fox, bobcats, coyotes, wolves, and great horned owls. Even in Park Point, rabbit numbers are limited by cars and feral cats, even opportunistic seagulls, which drift overhead seeking a buddy snack. Without effective control, only nature can keep the rabbits in check. But rabbit lovers like Karen Ellion worry that nature can be cruel.
They're nature, but they're not. You know, it's sort of like, putting tropical fish in Lake Superior. I mean, let nature take its course. They're going to die. That's not their environment. And this is not their environment either.
A few rabbits have escaped Park Point. This spring, half a dozen bunnies appeared in the lawn of a city steam plant about a quarter mile inland from the point. But few believe the bunnies got there by hopping across Duluth's landmark lift bridge. More likely, they were dumped again. The bulk of the bunnies are spread along maybe a two-mile stretch of Park Point, but the point is 5 miles long, with plenty of room for rabbit migration. In Duluth, I'm Bob Kelleher, Minnesota Public Radio.